Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here he is, the great John Heyman. John, Joan Evan, what's
hold
up?
On, wait. We got the litany of sponsors that John has. John Heyman brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com. By Sports Clips, you watch sports. We cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. Good to be John Heyman. By FUBU TV, watch your local sports live at FUBUTV.com. Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by BMW, the great John Heyman is with us. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. I'm good. I just want to say that I believe in each one of those sponsors. So it's no phony thing.
I'm sure you use every
John,
one of them, John.
I got a quick question. A few days ago, you slid into my DMs, and I wasn't sure it was you because the person asked for my cell phone number. Was that you, or were you hacked?
Maybe I was hacked. Was I hacked? Did you give out your number?
No, I didn't give it because I was a little – I went out to Ernie, and I said, Ernie, John Heyman just direct messaged me from my number. That doesn't feel real. Like, I feel like if you wanted my number, you would ask Ernie. Like, you wouldn't go
exactly. Exactly. And Ernie could probably come up with your number, I would think, right?
I would think so. So yeah. I would check out your Twitter thing because I'm telling you.
I don't know. I think maybe you should check out your Twitter thing. That would happen on mine.
Why would it check out mine? Hold on. I'm looking at it right
know.
Now.
You've got
John Heyman.
What's going on in your Twitter feed? I don't have anything on mine.
It's you. It's John Heyman, the one with the 500,000
really?
Followers. I swear to God, I'll send you a picture
all right.
of it.
I'll have to look into it, all right?
All right. Just wanted to make sure. I'm glad I didn't give the number out then, because it would have been...
No, that'd be a bad idea.
All right, John, so who's the next manager of the Yankees, John? You got a gut feeling here?
Excellent question. I think that was one of your best.
One of my best.
I mean, the two names that I liked originally that I'd kind of heard a little bit were Tim Nehring and Raul Ibanez, but my understanding is neither one of them wants to do it. So I don't know. This kind of tells you how much they wanted to get rid of Girardi, though. If they didn't have anybody in mind, we're still looking. We have no coaches. We have no manager. He really wanted him out. And I don't think it was a spur-of-the-moment decision. I wonder what would have happened if they'd won the World Series, because he asked somebody who I know like a month before the end of the season, are you interested? So I think Cashman had his mind made up early on. I wonder what would happen because they obviously came within a game of beating Houston. They were pretty close to a World Series champ this year. That would have been interesting.
And think about this. In all likelihood, they're going to hire somebody with no managerial experience. They're going to hand them the keys to the job of managing the New York Yankees. And the expectations right out of the gate are going to be, you better win the World Series. Because if you don't, the season's considered a disappointment. This is not an easy job for whoever gets it.
No, it's not. Yeah, expectations are very high. Cashman has said, it's not win the World Series or bust, as Steinbrenner had said. He does not have that expectation. So, I think the first guy, the guy that they will pick, will last more than a year. That would be my prediction. He's got to win in 2 years, so. 2 years.
Give an extra year.
He may get the McAdoo treatment.
Right, he may get it.
Will, I said this before, reading the tea leaves, Otani's going to be a Yankee. I can't see why he wouldn't be. You agree with that Otani once?
I think good chance.
Yeah.
I do think it's a good chance because – the two teams that, let's face it, Japanese stars would like to go to or have gone to a lot are the Yankees and the Dodgers, right? And this is a guy who hits, too, so he may want that DH spot open. So I would say the Yankees are the team that is most logical of all the teams. You know, if we're going to do an odds thing, I'm going to say they're the favorite.
And how are they going to handle it? Because I think this is going to be fascinating. You mentioned it. He wants the DH. He has the power right now to demand something like that and say, look, I'll sign with you, but don't make me just a pitcher. I want to hit two during my off days. How is it going to be handled? Is he really going to DH 4 out of 5 days and then on the fifth day just focus on pitching? Like, how's it going to go?
Well, he wants to be a right fielder and a pitcher. I don't know if it's going to go like that. I think that would be quite unusual. So I'm not seeing that, but yeah, the team that signs him is going to have to tell him he can hit, too, because he's not coming to another team to just pitch. This is his thing. And I know some of the agents said, you can pitch and hit, and the others told him honestly, you know what, pitching is really your calling card. Ultimately, they're going to want you to be a pitcher. And I don't think he picked those agents. He wants to be both, so he's going to try to do both. I mean, the guy in the Tampa Miners, Brendan McKay, number one pick, who was great as a hitter and a pitcher at Louisville, and he's trying it now. And Tampa's using that selling point that we've got a guy who's going to do it. So we'll see. I do think Yankees are the most logical, though, and then the Dodgers.
John, what do you see the Mets doing in the offseason? Free agent, trades, I mean, what do you see?
I think the Mets are going to need to get an infielder and they need to get an outfielder. I think those are the I think that's what they need. I mean, you've got they brought back Asdrubal. You know, they've got potentially David Wright, but they're still, you know, we're not counting on David at this point. So we're going to need either a second baseman or probably a second baseman, because just in case Wright can play. And there are a lot that are available, some by trade. You got D. Gordon, you got Kinsler. So they've got potential there, and they're going to need an outfielder. They need more offense. They can't just bring in an outfielder or an infielder. They need guys who can hit. So Gordon, Kinsler, somebody like that for the infield, and then a real hitter in the outfield.
Talking to John Heyman, are the Marlins going to sell out? Because there's so many pieces that, as a Yankee fan and a Met fan, whoever's listening out there, could be intrigued by many. You know, we mentioned D. Gordon for the Mets last week. Giancarlo Stanton, he's definitely not going to go to the Mets, and I don't think the Yankees would use their assets in that way. But are they dealing everyone? Like, is Christian Yelich out there too? Are they basically going to hold out the roster and say, let's go?
I mean, you're going to see teams that are interested in Christian Yelich and Ozuna and Real Muto, but no, they're trying to trade Stanton, and they're trying to trade Gordon and Prado if possible, and go from there. I mean, those are the guys with the big contracts. There's no point in trading a guy who's very cost-efficient like those guys. I mean, maybe it gets the conversation started, but, you know, for them to do the $85, $90 million, they got to concentrate on Stanton. You can't be trading a different outfielder. That's just not going to work.
Well, I'd love to see Gordon with the Mets. That would be a tremendous move if they could get D. Gordon.
Well, we offered it last week, Steven Matz for D. Gordon.
I make that trade.
Heyman's in on it.
Yeah, I like that. Done deal. D. Gordon's good.
Everybody's happy.
Yep.
Where does Giancarlo end up?
Well, I think San Francisco is going to be my early guess. They definitely want him. They have the wherewithal, the money. I don't think they really have the prospects. I think that the Marlins are going to want to deal with St. Louis, which has got great pitching prospects. But does he want to go there? Now, I know that winning is his first priority, but, you know, everything you hear from people around the team is that he loves California. If he could go to the Dodgers, of course, if he could go to the Giants. He likes the coast.
Does he have a full trade?
I don't know about St. Louis. Well, that's up in the air. But that's the team that the Marlins would like to deal with.
Does he have a full no trade?
Yes, he does. That was quite a contract. You got to give them credit. $325 million, full no trade.
Wow. So he really does have the power to dictate where he wants to go. It's not just like Kyrie Irving who can say
like
it. It doesn't matter.
Verlander had a full no trade, but he had 2 seconds to decide. He was either going to Houston or Detroit. That was it. You had 2 seconds to go. Stan's got 10 years. He's got a lot, his time is on his side, so he's driving the bus.
That was the thing.
Question about that.
That was the thing that cost Griffey to the Mets. I remember we had him on and asked him that. They gave him 2 seconds to decide: do you want to accept the trade to the Mets from the Mariners? And he decided not to. But his answer to us, I think we had him on a couple of years ago, was: if you give me more time, maybe I would have said yes. But they didn't exactly give him a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, well, you know, these guys should think about it in advance. I mean, Griffey was being talked about forever. You know, he should have really given it a little more thought.
Look at you ripping Griffey.
I don't think Griffey would have gone to New York. I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah, well,
I think he may have just trying to be nice to us by saying.
Yeah, of course. He's on the station, and he likes to be nice, you know, he's saying good things.
Doesn't always try.
It was typical Mets.
I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm not just trying to be nice.
And it would be typical Mets. We'll give you 2 seconds. If you say no, okay, fine. Good. We don't have to pay him. We don't have to pay him. It's good. Do you see typical Mets?
That was the plan,
of course.
Well, I work for Houston. They got 2 seconds with Verlander, and in fact, I ran into him at Starbucks right after they won the World Series. Next morning, he's walking his dog, and he said it wasn't really 2 seconds; it was 2 milliseconds. He wanted to make that correction. I don't know what it meant. He actually went over the timer, and they let him get away with it or not, but I don't know. But it was funny. He walks into Starbucks with his dog. He's got his big sunglasses on. There's like a table, you know, people flew in from Houston for the game, obviously. So there's a table right next to me, middle-aged guys, one wearing an Altuve jersey, one wearing a Springer jersey, one wearing a Correa jersey. They're all excited. Verlander walks right past them, talks to me for about 10 minutes, goes into Starbucks, And then he's having coffee. So I tell the guys, hey, guys, I mean, you're Astro fans, right? Do you know who that was? They said, no, I don't know what that was. I said, that was Verlander. You better get him when he comes out. So it took a while to come out. He comes out, and, of course, you know, he had two coffees. Obviously, Tate was in a hurry. These poor guys, they didn't get their picture. It was very sad. But, you know,
by the way,
capitalized. They were in an Altuve jersey. Verlander walks right past them. I mean, there's nobody there but me, him, and them. I mean, that was sad. That was a sad story.
Did you go to the Verlander Upton wedding in Italy? Were you invited to that, John?
My invitation got lost in the mail. We're very close. I did send him. I do send direct messages. I didn't send one to heaven. I sent one to Verlander. Oh. I said, Mazel Tov, I said to him on Saturday. I have not heard back yet.
He's busy.
Yeah,
imagine what he's doing.
Yeah, we can only imagine.
Well, no, he may not speak Yiddish.
You said it in Yiddish, John? Is that what you
said? Mazel Tov.
I understand.
I said Mazel Tov.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Check your DMs, all right? Because I'm telling you, you sent me a DM.
I'm checking my DMs.
All right.
Not for you, but for Verlander.
John, with the MVP voting, and we'll get the announcement, I guess, late next week when they'll announce it. This is a two-part question. Number one, Judge versus Altuve, who do you think will win? Because you know these writers well. You can get into their minds. So I want to know who will win and who you would vote for. All right, go ahead.
Well, I do think Altuve slightly will win, very close. That's about 60-40. At that moment, I switched and said Judge myself, but I didn't have that vote. So I didn't affect the race. I don't have any inside information, but I do think if I had a stat one way or the other, I'm going to say Altuve will win. National League, I think Stanton's going to win. I think he's the winner. So we'll see. I mean, I think already we're not doing so great with the vote. I thought Blackman should have been in the top three, and I thought Arenado should have been in the top three.
Well, we need Joey Votto in the top three. It's very important to have Joey Votto in the top three.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I'll
explain it. Not a good answer, but I'll give you the reason, because the Sabermetric guys love Joey Votto. He's the greatest player in the history of baseball.
Yeah, to me, a guy who walked a ton for a losing team, I'm not voting for.
That doesn't do it for you?
No.
You
got to hit the ball and be on the winning team.
All right, speaking of voting and all, now they just released the 1970 to 1987 guys who are up now for
right.
this new way they vote for the Hall of Fame. Mattingly's in that. There's Dale Murphy is in it. There's a bunch of guys that are in it as well. Jack Morris. Do you see any guys in there that John Heyman would vote for, or you think actually will make it into the Hall of Fame?
I did actually vote for 6 out of the 10 guys on that list, and one of them was Marvin Miller, so I didn't have the opportunity. I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I think Trammell will get in. I have voted for Trammell in the past. I have voted for Garvey. I voted for Parker. I voted for Mattingly. I voted for Morris. So I thought they did a great job. The Seaver guys hated that, too. They reevaluated things, and they're telling us that Buddy Bell, Bobby Gritch, Willie Randolph, Greg Nettles, Reggie Smith, those are better players than the ones that are on that list, except for they like Trammell. They did like Trammell, and I think they like Keon.
Oh, my God.
But they have reevaluated, and now we're supposed to believe that
Buddy Bell is better than Don Mattingly.
I'm with you 100%.
That is a ridiculous statement.
I mean, see, this is the problem I have with the sabermetrician nonsense. I mean, they want to these guys. See, here's what it is to me, John. These are guys that could not play baseball, had no athletic ability at all, or they were failed major leaguers. Okay, seriously. I mean, this is what I look at these guys as being. So they could never play. So we are going to reinvent how baseball is. And we're going to tell you that Buddy Bell was a better player than Steve Garvey. I mean, come on. I mean, what is this nonsense?
I'm with you. Well, I couldn't really play either, but I could tell you that they have made some strides. I do think that Willie Randolph was underrated and Nettles was underrated. These players were better than we thought, but does that make them better than Jack Morris and Garvey and Parker? No, I don't think so.
Nettles was very good. You know, Nettles, you could make a case. I mean, you know, he was a great defensive third baseman.
All those guys you could make a case for him. Willie Randolph was much better than we gave him credit for.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but as far as Hall of Fame, I mean, talk about impact, achievements, fame, all that.
What stat could a human possibly look at Buddy Bell and say,
Buddy Bell,
that guy, he had a nice career, but come on.
They redo the defense, but I mean, do they look at every game and reevaluate every play? No,
it's
pretty imprecise.
So if you're going to redo defense, how is Keith Hernandez not a Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
if we're going to go that route.
Well, because first base doesn't count?
I mean, is
that what it is? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I think Keith Hernandez should be a Hall of Famer, and they have him up pretty high, too. Not as high as Buddy Bell, but they have him up pretty high.
Really? They have Buddy Bell as a better player than Hernandez.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, come on. They do.
Oh, my God.
They love Whitaker, who is really good and close, borderline, but not, to me, not as good as the guys that
I tell you right now, I can't even. I don't even.
Take a deep breath, my friend.
I'm trying. It's very hard.
Nice.
It's very hard.
That's crazy.
Very hard.
All right, let's get to some reality here. We got a football game tonight.
By the way, nice call on the Jets last week. So you're 5-2-1.
You know what? Last week I really studied. I really had it down, and I was very, very confident.
There was no way he was coming on our show and not picking the Jets.
Yeah,
it wasn't happening.
Yeah, right. 5-2-1 now, John. So you're really rolling here, John.
But okay, I'll accept it. 5-2. All right.
So here's what you got. In Arizona, the Seahawks at Arizona. The Seahawks are -6. Means they're favored to win by 6.
Jeez. I had them as a Super Bowl team, too, and they're not doing that great.
But they're 5-3. They're not that bad.
Yeah. I had higher hopes, as you guys know. I had them in Pittsburgh. Right?
But they're 5-3. They're not done by any stretch.
They're not the Giants.
They're certainly in the mix, and they'll probably make the playoffs. So let's not get nuts here.
Okay, they probably win the division, I still think.
Yeah, I would agree with
you. All right.
Yes.
I'm going to go, because I like Seattle, I'm going to go Seattle.
Laying the 6.
I'm laying the 6.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. All right, John, great stuff.
John, it's always a pleasure. By the way, I just saw you on TV. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We did? Or are we watching Telemundo?
Well, no. We are, but I was outside in the oven.
Oh,
John looks nothing like any of the people we're looking at Telemundo. I can tell you that right now.
There are some very good-looking people on Telemundo.
Yes.
Right? They don't let me. MLB Network, we have a little bit lower standards.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
See you, John.
John Heyman with his pick and some baseball stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.